Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting second. The shortstop, Junior Noboa. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neves spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Neves. Franco moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Brock moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Don Gordon now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. Riles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0 for 1 in the game. Noboa takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo is hit by the pitch. Sviam moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa misplays the ball. That's an error on Noboa. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Manning moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Manning moves to third. Brock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sviam is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor scores. One out. It's 12-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinzo. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Hinzo steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball towards right. Manning settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manning. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Noboa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo scores. Franco moves to second. It's 12-1, Brewers. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Noboa moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-2, Brewers. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing center field. Ernie Riles now playing shortstop. Steve Kiefer now playing third base. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo hits a pop-up towards third. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Brewers. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Manning reaches second base with a double. Felder moves to third. Bill Schroeder pinch hits for Greg Brock. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Schroeder now playing first base. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Noboa hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Riles strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kiefer hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. Neves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Glenn Bragg's pinch runs for Paul Molitor. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Felder for the out. Castillo moves to third. Braggs moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg has Castillo trapped. There's the throw to Jacoby and over to Bando, who tags Castillo for the out. Braggs moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinzo hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Noboa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Kiefer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.